Welcome to the Jesus for Generations podcast. I'm Sandy Clancy, and today we're talking about loving our family well. Family has always been very important to me. When our children were teenagers and my husband and I were separated, we didn't want our connections with one another and sense of family to deteriorate. So Peter and I instituted a weekly family Sunday night dinner, which has continued for the last 14 years. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Offspring, a reward from Him. That's from Psalm 127, verse 3. Our hope is that our children and grandchildren will all want to spend time with us, not because it's a duty, but because they enjoy our company. So how do we create an environment that is welcoming and fun? We talk to them and show our interest in the things that are important to them. Now, this isn't always easy. For instance, learning all about Pokemon and what they can do and how to catch them on Pokemon Go. This takes intention, an intention to create relationship. We put aside our chores and to-do lists and invest time in having fun by playing with our children and grandchildren. We can push them on a swing, play What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, teach them to ride a bike, go to the pool or beach together, play dolls or tea sets, or perhaps introduce children to games like Memory, Uno, Yahtzee, and Monopoly. Patience is required on our part to instruct. Peacefulness is needed to manage the noise levels, especially with Yahtzee. When we speak and respond, we do so with love and kindness. Now, I can't say I've always met these standards. Far from it. However, over time, I believe my patience is increasing and I'm becoming wiser and more in tune with the Holy Spirit. If we focus on our goal to create and maintain good, healthy relationships, we can take deliberate actions to achieve this purpose. As parents and grandparents, we dearly want our children and their families to thrive and experience the love, joy, peace, companionship, and hope that we have in Jesus. We want to model Jesus to them. Families are extremely complex. Each has their own culture. The way individuals in families communicate and interact with each other is unique. I've blundered a lot and learned the hard way how not to communicate about God's kingdom. My excitement and enthusiasm to share the love of Jesus have unfortunately backfired more than once. But how do we help them see this? Firstly, we pray that our children and their family members for 1,000 generations would know Jesus intimately and accept Him as their Lord and Saviour, teacher and friend. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all your household." This is from Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31 in the NIV version. Secondly, we refrain from preaching and lecturing. This tends to turn family and friends off the gospel and it really breeds annoyance with us. Thirdly, we don't hide our faith. We live it out in how we speak and behave, demonstrating love, peace, joy, mercy, and humility. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. That's from 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 in the New King James Version. When they ask questions about our faith, and they will, we answer honestly and to the best of our ability. We do this mindful not to push them, as that may cause them to backpedal. In the future, we may have the opportunity to pray for them face to face. I am lucky to have been blessed with a great friend and mentor. She welcomed me into our church via phone during COVID times, and she has nurtured our relationship ever since. I've learned a lot from her. We have great conversations and encourage one another in the Lord. This friend has an amazing testimony of how Jesus came into her life and then she prayed every single member of her family into the kingdom of God. Her testimony gives me great hope. As Jesus did that for her, he will certainly do it for me and my family. Recently, a good friend of mine gave me a scripture to pray over my family, and it has given me great hope. When Lot still hesitated, the angels seized his hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. This is from Genesis chapter 19, verse 16 in the New Living Translation. The Lord is merciful. He responds to our prayers. He can and does send his angels to draw our family and friends out of darkness and into his glorious light. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and it's given you hope for the future of your family and friends. Please take the time to give a review of the Jesus for Generations podcast on whatever platform you're listening from. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment below, or alternatively, if you'd like to message me privately, ask a question, or let me know how your journey with God is going, you can reach me at admin@jesusforgenerations.com. And that 4 is the number 4. I hope you join me next week at the Jesus for Generations podcast for our next installment. If you'd like to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, please click on the link to do so. Please share this podcast with friends and family who might enjoy it. God bless you.